Hillary, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You and your partner, Michael Boyd, have recently opened a new art gallery in Covington with a truly memorable name. It was the name that caught me in, and it's the first thing I want to ask you about. Why do you call your gallery Shrewdness of Apes?
It came about a couple of years ago. I was doing an art project, and I came across a list of names for groups of animals. And Shrewdness of Apes is the name for a group of apes. And I thought that it worked on a couple of different levels. Shrewd has sort of a negative connotation sometimes, but it actually means having sharp judgment and being astute. And I thought it really worked for us because we love finding other artists that we just really like and being able to pick and choose and curate so that we have this group of pieces that we really enjoy.
Well, I understand that you and Michael are veterans of the traveling outdoor market
yes,
scene.
Yes.
And just what is that, and where have you traveled? And you were taking your own work around.
Just in Cincinnati, there are a lot of outdoor markets. You set up in the morning and you sell all day. The City Flea, I think, is probably the biggest one around here, but there are markets all over. And that's where we started.
What sort of art do you make? And what about Michael? I think there's a show of his work up in your gallery right now.
Our current show is called The Clumsy Behemoth, and he's done this kind of take on children's books. So he has original drawings and watercolors that he's paired with kind of a piece of a story. So each piece has just a little bit, and it's illustrated like a children's book. And they're great. They're fantastic. He's very, very talented. He draws, he paints, he does a lot of graphic work as well. The thing that really does well for him when we were doing the markets, he can do a watercolor of almost anything that you ask for in probably 5 to 10 minutes. So he would do custom work all day long while we were at the markets. I myself, my largest body of work is I make miniatures and I design landscapes for the miniatures. So I work with glass and sometimes living plants in there. Sometimes I have just dried florals and I make those out of clay.
Well, in addition to the work that you and Michael make, you have other things there. You stress objects like handmade home decor and jewelry and stationery and so forth. Tell us about the handmade home decor.
Currently, we have, I would say, about 13 to 15 different artists represented, and it goes from artistic jewelry. We have some things that are for kids, and we just have a lot of interesting little objects that you can place. We like to say a lot of our stuff can go really well on a bookshelf.
Well, your inaugural press release mentioned upcoming shows, and there was to be one about wearable art and another with artists all under the age of 16.
Yep.
And what's the status of these plans?
Those are both coming up this summer. Our next show is actually called Shoebox, and that will be opening March 14th. And that is going to be absolutely anything that fits inside a shoebox. So we're hoping to get a lot of different varieties of things with that show. But yeah, the wearable art, we're very excited about that one. We have a lot of people in our community that do plush or that do jewelry or that do fiber art. And what we're hoping to get is that kind of outrageous piece that you would only wear once a year. That's probably scheduled for May or June. We haven't set the date on that one yet. And then the under 16, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that one. I cannot wait to see what kids come up with. There are so many people that I know that have very, very talented kids, and I just love looking at it.
What made you decide that you wanted a bricks and mortar gallery?
When we would go out and we would talk to people, we were asked constantly, where are you? Where can we get this? Where can we get this if there's not a festival or a fair going? And we did do a lot of online stuff, but there's just no comparison for having somebody come in and look at your object and being able to talk to them about what you were thinking when you made it. When bringing the other artists in, I love being able, I mean, I know the bios of all of my artists right now, so being able to talk about that person as well as the art that they make, I love that.
You're at 32 West 7th Street in Covington.
Yes.
Is that an art area?
We're actually right across the street from Covington Art. The city of Covington actually has an art director and a very vibrant art scene, so we're incredibly lucky to be right across the street. It's a great area. There are a lot of businesses, small businesses in that area that are new or relatively new that have art showing. So our suite mate, our partner, District 78, she has some art events. Building is across the street on the other side, on our flip side on Pike. Flo has art events. So we have a good group. We really do.
I do think we need to talk a little bit about your hours, which are not the usual shop hours. You're open from 1 to 5 on Saturdays, and other than that, by appointment. And I think both you and Michael have full-time jobs.
That's correct.
So are the appointments in the evenings?
We mostly do evenings. Now, I do have a little bit of flexibility, so I can do some daytime meetings, some lunchtime meetings. I work fairly close to where our gallery is. I'm right across the river, so if necessary, I can do a daytime meeting. But yeah, we mostly do appointments nights and weekends.
Well, thanks so much, Hillary, for coming in to talk with us about your gallery.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
We've been talking with Hillary Nauman, co-owner of what I think is the newest Covington art gallery, Shrewdness of Apes. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.